Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not going to sign that petition. Like, you know, the 700,000 losers that have said, let's do season 8 all over again, who've petitioned HBO. But Chris, what a just an awful ending to this show. And I know you mocked me for it, that I got sucked into this fantasy show.
Yeah. Well, wait, Craig loved it, because Craig hasn't hated a single episode
of
the show.
What set it apart from Harry Potter and, you know, Lord of the Rings is that, like, the good guy, the good over evil motif was non-existent in this show for the first six seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just like real life. The good guy's not going to win all the time.
The evil guy often wins more because they're evil and willing to do stuff.
And then, of course, a happy ending pretty much last night. And this is the conclusion I came up with. Is that this last...
Well, I have no idea what that means. Who ended up on the throne?
And
I
don't Bran.
Care. I don't care about spoiling this.
Bran is the... Bran Stark, who was not in an entire season, by the way. They just wrote him off the show for an entire season.
Okay.
And really...
He's the guy in the wheelchair,
yes,
right?
There were, like, no allusions to him ending up on top until somebody from one of those Reddit boards...
Yeah, everything was leaked on
Reddit.
Got
access
true,
to
right?
it. And the odds for Bran, because you know this is the first, it was an international phenomenon, this show, whether you like it or not. You know, there are shows that have, you know, American that here have huge currency like Seinfeld, but people in like South Korea aren't watching it like they were with this show. And so, yeah, everything was right. And that's why the betting odds went berserk on Bran. He was minus 500 by the time. They had to take it off the board because everybody pretty much knew
and they were
that he was
going to
end up on top, and he did, and it made no sense the way they did it. And what I was going to say is what ruined the last two seasons is that any time they had to, like, write dialogue, any show here that involved it being mostly character interaction and character development was awful.
So these guys couldn't write realistic
dialogue.
They could
not. And the only thing that once they got past the books – the only episodes that had some buzz and acclaim to them were the battle episodes. Well, you're not writing that. I mean,
you do the. It's all stage directions.
Right.
And it's all choreographed.
But, like, last night was not a big. I mean, Daenerys gets killed. You could have choreographed that from a mile
away. Who killed her?
Jon Snow.
What did he do? Kiss her and then stab her?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I think I saw that on Twitter. I think the Nerd Brigade kind of got that one out to me. I'm glad that people invested so much in a show that was about dragons and boobs at the end of the day and got basically nothing in the final balance.
It is really hard with shows to come up with an ending that, whether you like it or not, you can at least look back on it and say,
right,
that was entertaining.
You need to watch. Stop. You and Amanda, you're both very smart people who appreciate great writing and you love great dialogue, right? You need to watch Justified. You need to go mute all the search terms on it.
See, people are telling me on Twitter that The Shield is the show I got to go back and watch.
You got to watch that, too. I mean, you do. It's a lot of the same people in The Shield and Justified. Listen, Justified is some of the snappiest dialogue you'll ever hear. And it's delivered by great actors. And the final, there's only one season that's mediocre, and it's the penultimate one. The final season's great.
I'm gonna wrap up how lame and how lazy the last season of
Game
of Thrones was.
Did all the dragons die?
No, one survived.
What's its name?
He picked Drogon. He just picked up Daenerys' dead body, flew away, and that was it. Never to be heard from again.
Can the dragons talk?
No. So I'm gonna sum up this awful season with really one quick story. So in the penultimate episode, it's just this complete bloodbath, right? They take over King's Landing. They're killing everybody. They're taking no prisoners, okay?
As one does. Wait, who is they?
For Daenerys, her army.
Oh, okay.
So then
Drogon was her dragon.
Yes. Okay. He's doing all the damage. So then in the last episode...
He's got a really high OPS.
In the last episode, Jon Snow kills her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fast forward a little bit, okay? So Jon Snow, it's now known that he killed their queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they do with him? They make him a prisoner. They don't execute him on the spot. They don't kill him right away. You've got this army that worshipped her and put her on a pedestal.
Like religious zealots.
And he murders her. But then they just throw him in, like, he looks like Tom Hanks from Castaway. They throw him in a room, and they just take him as a prisoner, and, oh, they bring, like, a little committee together, and the committee talks them into releasing him. And it just...
Was he the good guy then?
Yes. It made no sense. And he did not get a great ending, but he didn't die either. But the conditions on which they kept him alive made absolutely no sense.
So basically...
The writing was terrible,
so
Chris.
Basically this season did not in any way, shape, or form resemble the best of the show. Mm-mm. Like, it was two different shows, right?
Seasons 1 through 6 I would put up against any The Wire's run, Sopranos run. Season 7 and 8 you might as well... You know,
forget about it.
Yeah, I mean, even with movies, once you get, like Star Wars, once you get to movie 7 and 8
Ironically enough, George Lucas, the biggest criticism of his original 3 Star Wars movies, even though they're regarded as classics, is that he wrote crappy dialogue. Like, he couldn't write people talking to each other, which actually, if you watch the movies against that backdrop, you actually...
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorky Quester, Dodge, Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Coming up next, Chris and I were on Channel 2 last night for the Sports Showdown. Phil Kessel is now, according to TSN, the hockey authority up in Canada, the number one trade target, the most likely guy to get dealt this offseason. And a Penguins insider shared some thoughts on Channel 2 last night, and you'll hear him next on the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.